Dearest brethren, we are continuing at radioblast.net. I am Dora, and I will translate another message which Brother Joseph received. A message which he received concerning a specific article which came out this week from a nun, Catholic nun, in Spain. And she made a statement which made the whole world haywire. Her statement was, Mary was not a virgin. Suor Lucia Caraman, she's a Spanish TV star, and she denied the virginity of the Madonna during a TV show. She said the following thing. She was put a question about sex in a couple, and the sister said Mary and Joseph were a normal couple, and they had normal sex. And this made the church deny her statements. And they said that it's not true. In the Council of Constantinople, the Catholic Church proclaimed it as a definite truth that the Holy Mary remained virgin forever. She was not having sex with her husband, Joseph. But this sister says that she did. They had a normal relationship, and Mary was not a virgin. Let's go to this news of this sister Lucia, this nun. This nun, it seems like they are trying to kick her out of her order, of her monastery. They are trying to send her out of the convent. The Catholic Church is considering that because of this statement that she made, shocking statement, that Mary was not a virgin, and that Mary and Joseph had a normal marriage, and they even have intimate relationship. What do you tell, Giuseppe, to this news, to what this sister said? Joseph says, it's not important what I answer, it's important what the Bible says, okay? So Joseph says, first of all, this sister is not talking about Jesus not being born of a virgin. She's talking about after Jesus was born, that she was not a virgin anymore. That's what this sister is saying. Joseph is saying, the Catholic Church, to be able to exalt Mary higher than anybody else, they say that Mary was always virgin. They say Mary was always virgin, and they say that the sin, that sex is a sin. They have this doctrine in the Catholic Church that sex is a sin. So first of all, it's not correct what they're saying, because God said in the Garden of Eden, go and multiply. So it wasn't a sin. But the Catholic Church is based on Saint Augustine, and Saint Augustine preached that sex is a sin. Saint Augustine was exaggerating in this. Yes, he was a saint. He was a wonderful man, intelligent, and so on. But he was wrong from this point of view. Before his conversion, he was a sexual pervert, Augustine, if you know his story. And afterwards, he got converted, and he hated his whole life, and he went to the opposite extreme. And he started teaching philosophies which have nothing to do with the Bible. For the Catholic Church, St. Augustine is one of the fathers of the Catholic Church, and for them, what he said, it's law. There are certain priests, certain hierarchies. I heard this. They told me, I don't know if it's true or not, but they told me there are priests whom they say that you need to have children, but without a pleasure, because if you feel pleasure in the act of lovemaking, then that's a sin. So you cannot have pleasure while you make children. As usual, these doctrines are out of it. What do they base these doctrines on? What do they base these things on? On nothing. The Bishop of Catalonia, he went against what this sister said and publicly said that it's not correct what this sister says. And the bishop said that in the Constantinople Council, the Catholic Church proclaimed in truth that the Mary is always a virgin. Joseph saying, this makes you laugh. This makes you laugh. It's silly. Imagine. Amazing that such an important doctrine that Holy was always that Mary was always virgin, they made it based on this Council of Constantinople. They got together, they voted, and they said, okay, it's the truth that Mary was always a virgin. So they got together and they voted, and they said that this is the truth. How do they know in the Concilia of Constantinople? How do they know? In 380 this council was made, 380 after Christ. 312, 313 after Christ, Constantine legalized Christianity. And after that, Christianity fell down. Because through this recognition, the church started to have money from the government, and they were not persecuted anymore, and they started to have goods and to have properties and so on. And because of that, they lost their desperation, you know? Because the moment you become rich, in your flesh you don't need Jesus anymore. But if you're desperate, if you're poor, or if you're in prison, maybe you're not super rich, but you need to fight for your food, you go to Jesus and you ask him for help, and you are dependent on Jesus. But to a Christian, if you give him riches, unless he's a true, true desperate Christian, no matter what, his faith will die. So 312, Christianity got legalized, and Christianity started dying from then on. They started to build all this super-duper buildings, Sunday morning buildings, and so on. So in 312, this happened. Then 381, a few years after, they do this Council of Constantinople. And they base such an important thing on a few people getting together in this council, and they decreed that Mary was always virgin. They decided. You know, the Catholics or the Protestants, they get together and they decide, this is the truth. Hey, why don't you read the scriptures to base the truth on? You base the virginity of the Madonna on a bunch of guys getting together and deciding. What do they know? If they had to gather in the council to decide about it, that means that they didn't know about it. That's why they had to get together and decide if she was virgin or not. It's not that one of them went and said, well, I was there when Mary died and I examined her medically and she was virgin at the moment of her death. So that's why we know that she was always virgin. Nobody could have said such a thing because nobody was there present. Or just like the Assumption of Mary. They got together and they decided that she ascended to heaven. That is really too much. You know what? Where is the gospel? Where is the Bible? It's not that you can believe things because people got together. They got together, they ate together, and they decided that that is the truth. You need to base yourself on the Bible, not on what people say. They decided that she ascended as a virgin. Deciding that she lived a virgin all her life, you are actually saying that sex it's a sin all through the life of the Christians. You know, it's the devil who hates the sex. You know why? Because through sex, children come. And the procreation comes. That's why the devil pushes always these things. He kills people. He doesn't want children. He pushes homosexuality and then trans and half woman, half man and so on. He always pushes these things.
Va bene, invece dobbiamo andare, come dice
But
la scrittura,
why don't we go
Isaiah
to what the
8:8,
Bible does?
Alla parola,
Isaiah
alla
8:10.
Vita,
Let's go to the word. Isaiah 8:20. Isaiah 8:20 says the following. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, if they not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 8:20. What's the law? What's the testimony? The law of Moses. In other words, if the people don't go to the law, to the scriptures, there is no light in them. These guys, they in Constantinople, instead of basing on the scriptures, instead of getting together, they should have gone fishing. What did they base this doctrine on? On nothing. I don't have much patience with these things. I prayed and I told the Lord, Lord, please show me the truth. And Jesus gave me a prophecy. Can I read to you the prophecy Jesus gave me concerning this thing? And some scriptures, okay? Let's read. Yes, in line. Let's be careful. This sister, this nun, is not saying that Jesus was not born of a virgin. She was born. Jesus was born of a virgin, but she didn't remain a virgin after Jesus was born. Brethren, write down these scriptures I'm going to give you, because they're going to show the truth about this. Jesus, help us. Jesus is speaking. Message. This nun is one of my daughters, and I bless her because she was not afraid of the wrath of the Pharisees of the day, who are deceived by false doctrines, supposedly true, because supposedly they are true, but they are not based on my word. They are based on the sand of human councils, like that of the Constantinople Council. It's actually false, and they are just doctrines of men. I want to tell you that I had brothers and sisters in the flesh. You know, these things are just promoting the satanic idolatry of the Madonna, the so-called Mother of God. Mother of God, which is not true. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. It's written concerning my flesh family and my earthly family, the following scriptures. Read. Matthew 13:55-56. Is not this the carpenter's son, and his mother is not called Mary, and his brothers, James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then had this man all these things? In the Bible is written also about Joseph, my earthly father. Read, Matthew 1:22. And all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bid him, and took unto him his wife. And he knew her not, till she brought forth her firstborn, and he called his name Jesus. Verse 25, Matthew 1:25, and he knew her not sexually until she brought forth her firstborn, Jesus. So the Bible says here that Joseph didn't know Mary until when? Until she gave birth to Jesus. Joseph respected Mary. Joseph was a man of God. He respected her. And after that, it doesn't say that he didn't touch anymore. It says after that, he knew her. He had sexual relationship. That's what it means here, knowing her. In fact, we read earlier, he had brothers and sisters. James, he became the bishop. And he became an apostle. James, Joseph, Simon, Judas. And Jesus had sisters even. Matthew 13. Amazing. Isn't amazing? In the scriptures, the word new, it means carnal relationships, knowing her. If you go in the Bible, you know that this is what it means. Knowing, in the Bible, it says knew her not. And also in the Old Testament, knowing it means a sexual relationship. So basically, she was not a virgin anymore afterwards. Let's continue with the prophecy. Jesus is saying, why should there have been a sin for my earthly mother to have other children? Look what the word says. Hebrews 13:4, let marriage be in honor to all men and the bed undefiled. Hebrews 13:4. Jesus continues the message. Is the religions and the doctrines of man that didn't keep the bed undefiled. And because they did this, they are just following doctrines of demons, as it is written. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Now the Spirit speaks expressively that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and condemning to abstain from meats, which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. 1 Timothy 4:1-3. Isn't it amazing? It says they have their conscience seared with a hot iron. Some people have their conscience seared with lies. This scripture says that the Spirit says that in the latter times they will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, religious doctrines. And what are these doctrines? Forbidding to marry. Jesus continues in the message. Adulterous religions created by man, they have bad goals. And using these false doctrines, they force their priests to celibacy, which I did not command this. Matthew 19:10-11. His disciples said to him, if the case of man be so with his wife, is not good to marry. 11. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save them to whom it is given. Matthew 19:10-11. These religions are sowing horrible things and they are reaping horrible fruits of perversions. With their false doctrines of celibacy, they provoked so many of the religious guides to fall into the prison of Satan, just like pedophilia and homosexuality and so many other sexual perversiveness, sins for which I will punish, and they will be eternally separated from me and from my big blessings unless they repent, unless they bring fruits of repentance and not just empty prayers. Because I am the Lord, and I am the righteous judge, and I will judge according to the word which I gave. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men. Effeminate is homosexuals. They will not inherit the kingdom of God. Proverbs 29:1. He that being often reproved harden his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Matthew 7:15-23. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father. And I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Matthew 7:15-23. Be careful of the religious hierarchies. Warn my sheep who are imprisoned in these false doctrines. Concerning that, I said the following. Matthew 15:6-14. You made the commandment of God of none effect by your traditions. You hypocrites! These people draw nigh to me with their mouth, and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? And he answered and said them, Every plant which my heavenly Father had not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Matthew 15, 6 through 14. Every plant will be rooted up, every doctrine will be rooted up, and every religion which is not of me. Jesus continues, I want you to know this, marriage and relationships in a marriage, it's a symbol of my marriage, spiritual marriage, with my bride, the bride with the virgins with oil, Matthew 25. My faithful and obedient bride, it's Matthew 25. I already separate the true bride of the false one. As it is written, 2 Corinthians 11:2, For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Revelation 19:7-8, Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Revelation 19:7-8. End of prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful message full of scriptures, which gives us the conviction that what Jesus gave us in this prophecy, it's from him. Joseph is saying, yes, I always ask Jesus for scriptures when he gives me a message. There are so many false doctrines around, and we need scripture so we can throw away the Satan's lies. Doctrines of devils, the Bible says. Celibacy, it's a doctrine of the devil. And the Catholic hierarchy can say whatever they want. It's useless that a bunch of people get together. They are bishops and archbishops, 70 years old. They get together. Who knows how many of them are pedophile and homosexuals. They get together and they say, that's law, whatever they say. In Australia, there's a scandal that 7% of the Catholic Church of Australia, they are pedophiles. This is known. Who knows what's unknown? These are the guys that vote in favor of celibacy. They don't want a woman. They want children. They don't want... women, because they are homosexuals. Well, they're not all like that, praise God. Praise God for the true priests. God bless them. This is written in 1 Corinthians 6, the effeminates will not enter into the kingdom of God. Homosexual who wants to repent and get out of it, it's not a problem. The Lord will help him and he will not go to hell. But I'm talking about people who don't want to, okay? It's just like a prostitute who wants to get out of her world, but she doesn't make it yet, but she wants to. What did Jesus tell the adulteress? John 8. She was caught on the act of adultery. Jesus tells her, I don't condemn you. I don't condemn you. He didn't say, no, I wait for you now to be baptized in such and such church and did this and that and that. First, you need to get baptized. First, you need to do this. And first, you need to pray rosary. And first, you need to do this and that. No, he said, I don't condemn you. You are forgiven. Thank God for the sincere pastors and for the sincere priests who are suffering just like I suffer. Who are suffering to see the devil infiltrating the church so heavily. You know, I don't have much patience with these guys who are just in clothes of sheep, but they are wolves. There are sincere people also around, but there are some people who are just devils, homosexuals, dressed up as priests and cardinals and so on. You make people lose their faith in God because of your sample. You are walking garbages. Thank God for this. Thank God for the sincere priests. But get out of Laodicea. Philadelphia, get out of Laodicea. You sincere priests and sincere pastors, follow Jesus, who's not Catholic or Protestant. He's Jesus only. Thank you, Jesus. If anybody is in contact with this sister, send her this message to this nun, Lucia. Tell her we are with her. And if she needs, we can send her a donation. We can send her even a donation to encourage her a little bit. And you can tell this nun Lucia that if they send you out of the monastery, you can come here and you can serve the Lord here with us. I really bless her for telling the truth, this sister. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Lord Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this message and for the truth of your word, Jesus, where we know that Mary was not eternally virgin. She had sons and daughters after Jesus was born. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for the truth. We love you, Lord. God bless you, dear brethren. Please write to us. We would love to hear from you, your news, your comments. And if any of you wants to support our gospel work, there is a button on the front page of the radioblast.net. There's a PayPal account there, and you can send your donation so we can continue ahead with the gospel work that God gave us. God bless you, repay you, be with you, guide you in everything you do. We love you.